Hey y'all, let me rename myself because I am not Corinne. I am Coach MJ. Let me get this done. I logged on a couple seconds early. I got a pen out earlier out of my drawer and that is driving me insane. I hope everybody's having a good night. This is the 30-day success call. So I have done, am doing 8 of these calls this month. This is all the same call. They're all the same call. So just make sure if you've been to one of these calls already, if you want to be here, absolutely, you can be here. Not a problem. However, if you're like, girl, I have heard you say the same thing already, and I got supper to cook or whatever you got going on, please know that we're going to be talking about the same thing. Coach Dina is in the chat and the Q&A with you tonight. She is going to be typing in all caps. She is not mad. She is not angry. She just wants you to know that it's her. Australia. Hello. How are you? So Dina will be around answering questions for you. There is a guide for this call. We'll be talking through some of the things in the guide. So if you don't have the guide, don't fret. Dina will put it in the link in the chat for you. You can find it on our training calendar, under the link for this call as well. So that is where you find it. It is like everything else inside of No BS. It's fillable, it's printable, it's downloadable. It is ever how you want to do it, you do it. But like I said, we'll be talking through the questions in there, and don't feel like you have to have that tonight. You can always go back and look at it later if you want to, or you can just kind of work through some stuff with me as we're on this call. So again, this call is for new members. Or anybody who's been around forever and just wants to make a 30-day success plan, that is who this call is for. Now, there is a life coaching call at the top of the hour, so I'm going to talk fast. That's what I'm going to do and answer questions. Newfoundland, I love I can just sit in South Carolina and talk to people. All right, so I just like to know how many new members are here. If you are brand new to No BS in the last couple of weeks, give me a reaction at the bottom of your screen. Just hit that reactions button and let me see if you're new. Oh, look, welcome. I'm Coach MJ. I'm on the leadership team here at No BS. I am also the head of the member success team. My actual job is to make sure that you lose all of your weight. That's my literal job. So we also on this call have got, we've got captions. If you, we have live transcripts at the very bottom, you'll see the CC button. If you like to read along, that is totally fine. Go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and start sharing my screen so that we can get going on this whole thing and try to see if I can do this in an hour. We'll see. My screen is a little frozen. Zoom is not acting right. There we go. Here we are. Where'd it go? Here we go. Can you see my keynote 30-day success plan? All right. Here we go. Let me close this right here. There we go. All right. 30-day success plan. It all starts with belief. So a lot of times people think that they have to believe that they can lose all of their weight when they start an OBS, and that is simply not true. It is amazing if you can see the version of yourself who is at goal weight in a bikini on the beach in Tahiti. It's awesome. But if you can't do that, that's totally fine too. Totally fine. All you need to believe is what you can do today. Today. Not that you're going to lose all your weight, but you need to believe that you can do something today that's going to get you one step closer to your weight loss goal. Your ability to lose weight this month, this week, today has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. If you did Deal a Meal with Richard Simmons in the 80s, that has nothing to do with the decisions you make today to get you to weight loss. If you did, you know, Jane Fonda and you gained 10 pounds, that has nothing to do with what you put in your mouth today and the decisions you make today to get you to your goal. I want you to really think about that. We spend so much time thinking about how we failed and not what we're going to do now. And no BS, we think about, here's what I did in the past and it's in the past. Now I'm doing something different. I'm going to make decisions today that are going to get me one step closer to my goal. You might be thinking when you start No BS and learning all the four basics and doable hunger and all that sort of stuff, I just keep messing up. That's going to leave you feeling hopeless. You could think instead, it takes time to get good at things. I want you to think about everything else in your life. You've always given yourself some grace and some patience, riding a bike, learning how to parallel park. You didn't be like, I just keep messing up. Guess I'm never going to figure this out. No, you were like, all right, I'm just going to try again. Take some time to get good at things. This can't work for me. Feels defeated. Instead, you could think, I could be wrong that it's not going to work. This membership is full of people who probably thought the same thing and they've lost weight. What if I don't lose all my weight? Where do you think that's even going to get you? You could just decide, this is not the best use of my thinking. All I know is I can make one decision today to get me closer to my goal. I'll worry about the end when I get there. I'll probably screw up like last time. And I'm just here to tell you, you will make mistakes, period. We are none of us perfect creatures. We're all going to make mistakes. But probably in the past, you quit over them. So this time when you hear, I'll probably screw up like last time, this time I'll use my mistakes to learn from instead of quitting over them like I always have. And then sometimes you can even hear this thought, it's going to take so long to lose my weight. I have so much weight to lose. It's going to take so long. You know what takes a long time? Sitting around thinking that. You could also think that every day I keep going makes my journey shorter. Every day I get into action is one less day. It's one day closer to my goal. You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, and that is okay. It's actually very normal. Losing weight happens one bite at a time, one decision at a time, one meal at a time, one snack at a time, one glass of water at a time. Can you believe in little things? Just little things. For your food, can you believe that you'll just slow down eating at dinner tonight? I might not know what them crazy doable hunger cues are, but I can slow down and pay a little bit of attention. Can you believe that you'll just leave one bite of food to practice not cleaning your plate? If you're not ready for that, just leave a bite or two of food when you serve yourself. That's always an option too. For your planning, can you believe you'll use the planner to see how you like it? I don't care if you've ever been a planner. I was never a planner. I was just was not a planner ever. And now I love planning. I love the No BS 30-day planner is what I really love. Give me another planner, maybe not so much. But this planner is like my guide every day. It's my commitment to myself. It's the promise I make to myself. I love the planner. For planning, can you also believe that you'll plan at least one meal a day to get used to following a plan? So maybe you're sitting here, you're like, MJ, I have never planned. I am not a planner. I don't like to plan. It's not my jam. I don't want to. You could be like, but you know what? Every day for breakfast, I eat exactly the same thing. Even if it's an Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, I don't care what you're eating, but I know I do that every day for breakfast. Can you just start writing that down every day to get in the habit of following that? Get in the habit of taking a few minutes for yourself to write your plan. And then when you get good at that, add more. For the No BS course, can you believe you'll learn something new? I can promise you, you will. If you just listen to it and don't even half pay attention, I promise you're going to learn something. And then can you just believe that maybe you'll try some of the stuff that Corinne tells you to do? Just give it a try. Just try some of it. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable, and doable means you do shit. In the past, you were probably just sitting around overwhelmed, didn't know what to do. There's so much. I'm never going to be able to do all this and lose weight. It didn't feel doable. And in No BS, we ask you to pick something and do it. If it feels doable, you'll do it. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. Confidence, y'all, and belief does not just fall from the sky one day. When you start to think things are easier than you thought, when things feel easy, you want to do more. And lasting momentum is created. That is where momentum and confidence comes from. It's from doing something and being like, well, damn, I didn't think I could do that. Huh, wonder what else I can do. That's how you start to get momentum. That is where it comes from. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Crashing and burning is not good enough. Sitting around doing absolutely nothing is what's not good enough. Small things that you do every single day that feel easy for you is where you get weight loss from. Because you just keep doing it over and over and over again. Because you don't mind doing it because it feels easy. All right, we have your guide. If you don't have your guide, like I said, totally fine. We're just going to name three things that you can believe starting today. I'll get you started. I believe I can listen to an OBS weight loss course instead of talking myself out of it. Even if it's just 5 minutes, I believe I can do that. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of all kind of bullshit dieting thoughts that I have. Maybe you can believe that you're going to hear things you don't think you can do, but you're going to try them anyway. What are some things that you can believe starting today? Just throw them in the chat. Let me see them. Just things you think you can, you believe you could start doing today. Could be, I believe I can download the Private Member Podcast on NoBSWomen.com so that I can take her rent on the go. Meredith, I love this. She can start with just doing this today. Not eating after dinner tonight. Love that. I can attend a training. I can leave food on the plate. Yes. That's really all you need to believe in at first. I believe I deserve respect. I believe I can leave a few bites behind. Tony's going to plan breakfast every day. I love it. All right, defining success. This is one of my favorite sections. Success is, y'all, it is bastardized by the diet industry. We are not going to sit around waiting on weigh-in day to decide if we are good or bad, if we did good or we did bad. We're going to start giving ourselves credit for the shit we do that get us to weigh-in, that gets us to that moment in time to weigh-in day. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. Real success is just like Tony said in the chat. Never been a planner, not used to it. Real success for her is going to be planning breakfast. Real success is going to be leaving a bite behind. That is real success. That is like boots on the ground. I'm doing shit to get where I want to go. Here is what you might experience inside of No BS. This is not for everyone. Of course, No BS is at your own pace, just like all of the pathway courses that we have in the membership. But this is what some people experience inside of No BS. Month one, you start losing a little bit of weight. For me, I was a grab asser. I was like, a bite here, a little, you know, while I was fixing dinner, eat a few bites, whatever. When I got really mindful and just cut that out, I started to lose weight. I didn't change anything. You might notice when you talk nasty to yourself, you have those old shitty thoughts, is what we call them. You start reaching out for new ways to think. You're like, oh, that don't feel good. I wonder what else I could think instead. Month two, hunger cues aren't a mystery to you anymore. You're starting to figure out what some of your hunger cues are, your doable hunger cues. So maybe you've never really waited for hunger. In month two, it doesn't mean you are 100% all the time wait for hunger, but you start to notice that when you are hungry, you might not even know what enough feels like, but you are fully aware when you go a little bit past it. You're like, oh, this is what she's talking about. Maybe in the second month, you finish the No BS weight loss course and start on your next pathway. The No BS weight loss course is our foundational pathway. And then you can take a quiz and we'll tell you how to do other pathways, where you go next. People start to notice that you're less stressed and you're a little bit happier. That comes from that month one when you start to notice your thoughts. You don't get like aggravated as fast. Little things don't piss you off anymore because you notice they're just your thoughts. Month three, maybe you've lost some weight. Your clothes are starting to get a little bit looser. Maybe you notice that physically you're able to do more. Maybe get up and if you're a person who's getting in and out of the floor, it's a little easier. Maybe you're going up the stairs and not getting as winded. Maybe you're not getting winded when you go out to get the mail and you have to walk back up the hill. You listen to No BS more than the news. Hello, that's me. You hit Queen's Club. Queen's Club is our club for anybody who has lost 25 pounds, and we do not give a shit where you lost it. Don't care if you lost 25 pounds up there with Oprah and then you join No BS, you still get to join Queen's Club. If you lost it with Corinne's free podcast, Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, and then you come in here and you lose 20 pounds there and 5 pounds here, once you get that 5 pounds, you get credit for it. You can check all of that out on the website. The planner will do the job for you. The habit tracker is really important. It's a great way for you to see your month at a glance. So you just quickly fill that out every day. Literally, it takes 30 seconds to fill it out. And then at the end of the month, you can go back and see, oh, I think I might want to work on this. Or I did really well on this. Like, I think I got water on lock. Like, what else could I work on? The assessment helps you see potential. Like, what did I do well yesterday? And what can I do a little bit better today? And the 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. Use your guide. So if you don't have it again, it's totally fine. So we're going to make a goal for the next 30 days. This is a 30-day like goal planning session right here. You know that our planner, the No BS planner, 30-day planner, is downloadable, fillable, and printable. And all of those options are spelled out to you on nobswomen.com on the planner page. We give you clear instructions of how to fill it, how to download it, and how to print it. So are you going to print the planner or are you going to download it to your digital device? We're going to go ahead and make a decision. We're going to be committed for the next 30 days, whatever that looks like. You're going to be a printer girl or a, you know, office supply store girl, get it all printed there, or are you going to do it digitally? I'll make my 24-hour plan where and when. Now, we're going to get a little bit more specific on this. Sometime before work. Sometime after I take my kids to school. That is not a good, solid system to when you're going to plan. Remember, you're creating a new habit. Your brain loves certainty. We're going to make a promise to yourself. I sit outside with my little heater on my porch with my coffee. And I sit there every morning around 8 o'clock. And I write my plan for the day. I drink my coffee. That is a plan. Like, first thing after I take my kids from school to school, the first thing I'm going to do is sit down at my kitchen table and write a plan, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And you're going to commit for the next 30 days. If you don't like it, you can always switch it up. To me, success in the next 30 days looked like, how many pounds did you lose or maintain in the next 30 days? But notice, that's not the only way that we're going to measure success. How are you going to feel in your body? Maybe you're, you're not as winded getting to and from the mailbox. Maybe you go up and down the stairs a little bit easier. Those are the sorts of things that we're talking about. Maybe to get off the couch, you don't have to rock three times. You can just stand on up, like whatever that looks like for you. How do you feel around food in 30 days? Maybe in 30 days, you're a little bit more willing to plan those good foods that we talk about in the No BS Weight Loss course. When you've always been scared, maybe you're not as scared of bread. Maybe you're eating bread once a week. Maybe you're having carbs sometimes and you don't get so freaked out about it. Maybe you feel a little bit, you're not as like panicked when you think you might be hungry. And you don't just go face down in the pantry in 30 days from now. What else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? So maybe you might be thinking, this is easier than I thought. You might be feeling a little more confident. And maybe in 30 days, you're like, I think I'm going to join that Facebook group. I'm going to get an accountability group. So what else are you going to be doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Commit to your unique path. There are three types of No BS women. One, basic bitch. You are like, girl, I'm busy. I don't want a bunch of extras. I need to make the most of my time. I don't care none about Facebook. I don't need an accountability partner. Just give me the lessons and let me do it. You use the planner and you complete the No BS Weight Loss course. And you stay focused on the basics until No BS is finished before you move on to something else. Now, moderation mamas are like, I ain't got a ton of time, but I got a little bit of extra time. So maybe you download the Private Member podcast and you listen to Corinne. You have Corinne in your hair when you're taking walks, in the car, on your commute, fixing dinner, drying your hair. You're like, I'm good with that. You choose one extra that you would like to do. Maybe you do go into the Facebook group. Maybe you do get an accountability group. And then you use, just like the basic bitch, you use the planner and you complete the No BS Weight Loss course. Here's the difference. You don't sacrifice No BS with the extras. So if you notice that your extra that you picked was the Facebook group, and you're like, oh my gosh, I notice every day, when I'm supposed to be planning, I'm in that Facebook group. That's when you leave the Facebook group till you get in the habit of planning and you finish the No BS Weight Loss course. Maybe that's not the extra for you right now. Maybe when you finish the No BS Weight Loss course, that can be your non-food related reward. You know, because everybody in the Facebook group, people are always like, what reward is not food? I've always rewarded myself with food. Joining the Facebook group, getting an accountability group once you're done with the No BS Weight Loss course, that's a great non-food reward. And then Deep Dive Divas, you're like, bring it on. Bring it on. I want it all. I don't get overwhelmed. Content excites me. I love it. I want to know everything. I want to know everything right now. I do not get overwhelmed. Just bring it on. You schedule all the extras that you like. You're like, live calls. I love it. Podcasts, amazing. Facebook, some subgroups. I got it all. But just like the other two, you're going to use the planner and complete the No BS Weight Loss course. And you do not sacrifice No BS with the extras. So a lot of times what we see happen is, you know, you're super excited when you join and you're like, I'm going to be a deep dive diva. I've been waiting to get in No BS forever. I love Corinne. I am just like all in. I'm so excited. And you go deep dive diva. And then life, you got kids, you got a job. You're like, oh no. There is nothing wrong with going in between these. I always use a teacher as an example because I think it's a great example. Maybe in the summers, you're a deep dive diva. When school starts back, you're still listening to the podcast to and from school, but you're like, I'm moderation mama in the school year. These are fluid and you can be one in one season of your life and another one in another season of life. none of these different No BS women is better, loses weight faster, none of that. If a basic bitch tries to be a deep dive diva, she will get into overwhelm and totally stop. Be honest about who you are, how you want to get the content, and do that. Whatever works for you. Every woman, every person has got a different learning style. They have things that they feel comfortable with. Some people will like to listen to module one until they get it down pat and then move on to module two, and they do that all the way down. Other people like schedule a Saturday and they're like, I'm going all in. Like, I'm going to finish this course in a day. There's no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. The No BS weight loss program is built to support you. I want you to, like everybody out loud, say, there's more here than I need. Take what you want and leave the rest behind. There is more here than you need. And I just saw a librarian over there. You go into the library and you need a book about sharks. And you walk in, and then there's like, you know, there's a book about monkeys, and there's a book about picking a college, and then there's a book about, you know, having amazing bowel movements. But you really just need a book about sharks. Do you walk into the library and you go straight to the shark section in your little Dewey Decimal? I'm old. Do you just go straight to the sharks? I'm here to get a book about sharks. You look at all the other books. You're like, oh my gosh, there's so much information here. I'm going to get my book about sharks and I might come back and get some more. Or do you be like, oh God, can't ever read all these books. I'm never going to be able to finish them all. You know what? I'll just quit. I'm going to walk out. I don't give two shits about sharks. I am walking out the door. No. You get what you need. You leave the rest. And then when you're done with the shark book, you come back to see what interests you next. That's exactly how No BS works. Your guide describes a lot of the extra features that we have for you inside of No BS. I'm going to go over some of them right now for you. So in No BS, we have got a private member podcast. If you have been listening to Corinne's free podcast, Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, you need to switch over to these. So on her public podcast, she can't really dive deep into anything because they don't have coach support out there. Now you're behind the velvet rope. You have all the help and support you need here. So we can take things a little bit deeper inside of No BS because you have got all the support you need to never get overwhelmed, never get stuck, all of those things. I hear this a lot. People try to search on their podcast app on their phone for these. You can't get them. They're not for the public. You have to go to our membership website, nobswomen.com, go to the podcast, and there are instructions to download our private member podcast. These are for members only. They are not searchable on your podcast app. They are only for members. The first one you see here is the No BS Weight Loss Course. So the No BS Weight Loss Course that you'll find on our membership site, nobswomen.com, number three on the first six steps, whatever you're watching in video form, we have the exact same thing in podcast form. So whenever I was talking about you listen to No BS more than the news, or you listen to No BS while you're drying your hair, this is how you do that. We also have live training replays. So any call that we do inside of No BS, except for the tech call, which we did last night, every other call that we do is recorded and it lives here. It's updated every Tuesday and Friday, the live training replays. So this call is on Tuesday. This replay will be uploaded on Friday. The life coaching call that Judith's going to do in a little bit, it will be uploaded on Friday as well, both to the podcast and to the video replays page. Then we have self-paced workshops. So once you complete the No BS Weight Loss Course, you will go on a different pathway. We'll give you a quiz. It's amazing. We'll figure out what your next level of work is. All of those courses live on this self-paced workshop podcast. And then we have quick hits. I like to call it like the best of no BS. Just like Dina's on this call with me. We always have a coach on the call with us. So if any of the coaches say anything amazing, we pull it out 20 minutes or less. So if you want to just a quick hit of like, you know, I need a little preaching, need a little something, but I don't have a lot of time. Quick hits would be great for you to listen to. Next, we have Ask Coaches. So inside of the No BS Weight Loss program, we have 11 life and weight loss coaches. All of them are No BS women. All of them have lost or are currently still losing weight using every tool that you are using inside of No BS. We all went to the life coach school, just like Corinne went to the life coach school, and we are all No BS advanced certified coaches as well. You can literally ask us anything from, I don't understand good, better, best food. What counts as water? I can't really figure that out. Any of that stuff to, I'm supposed to be up for a promotion and I think I just got shitted on by my boss, or my partner is not being nice to me, or my mother-in-law made me eat this god-awful roast and it wasn't on my plan and now I'm pissed off at her and I'm pissed off at myself. All of that can come into Ask Coaches. You can also read the recent answers. So when you go on the website, you'll see Ask Coaches sort of down near the bottom of the page on the menu. You click on it. You can either submit a question or read the recent answers. All of the questions are anonymous to the membership. So you don't sign your name. Nobody knows who wrote in. And your questions are answered within 48 hours. We do not email you, though. Within 48 hours, we will post a reply on that recent reply tab on the Ask Coaches page on the website. We hear so often like, I waited and waited and waited and they never answered me. I never got an email. You will not get an email. You go back to recent answers and you look through, you find your question, you click on it and the coach will leave you an answer. Okay. Ask Coaches is for any coaching questions that you have. I'll talk about tech support in a minute, but Ask Coaches is really just for coaching. Now, live coaching calls and replays. We just talked about that a little bit. There is a training calendar on the website. Okay. You can go there on the 25th of the month. We update it for the following month. So you will see when you click on any of these little yellow tab things right there, you'll get like today, you would have seen the link to this call. You would have also seen the link to the guide. Any information that you need for that call is there on the training calendar. You can also subscribe to the training calendar so you never miss a live call. If you are a live call girl, I will tell you 90% of our membership never attends a call live. Most people listen to the replays, but we do have people that love to come to live calls. So you can go ahead and subscribe to the calendar. We will send you Zoom reminders for the call, but sometimes there's email issues and sometimes there's like scheduling issues and things don't go out like they're supposed to every once in a while. So the best way to make sure you never miss a call is to go and subscribe to the calendar. If you are new, in your first 30 days, we do not send you Zoom call reminders. I'm just letting you know that because if you really do want to attend live calls, you need to check out the training calendar. You're getting a bunch of emails from us emailing you, taking you through the No BS Weight Loss course, showing you how to use our content. We just don't want you to be overwhelmed, but we know our Deep Dive Divas will find this training calendar and you can get all the information you need there. You'll also get the weekly newsletter every week and we list all the calls in there as well. So you can just kind of scan that, see if something appeals to you for the week, and then make sure to calendar it for yourself and come to those calls. Replays. The training calendar lists all the calls and then video replays and the podcasts are updated every Tuesday and Friday. So just like I talked about a minute ago, everything that we have in the podcast is on video replays and vice versa. All right. Facebook. We have an amazing Facebook community. As a matter of fact, our first rule is don't be an asshole. Right? Like, that's number one rule. And it is really an amazing community. If you've been burned by social media before, I can promise you that we don't tolerate bullshit in our Facebook group. Facebook group is where you can go meet other No BS women. You can get 24/7 support, cheerleading, and motivation. It's drama-free. It's a drama-free place. We don't tolerate drama. We'll pull shit down if we need to. And subgroups are available. So once you join the main Facebook group, you can check out our subgroups. We have over 20 subgroups. We have teachers in there. We have a subgroup for women under 35 and over 55 plus. We have LGBTQ plus. We have women of color. We have got single ladies. We got exercisers if you like to be an exerciser. We have foodies if you love to cook. Like, we have tons in there. So you can go check that out. Now, I want to say this about Facebook. It is amazing. Ain't nowhere in here on this list does it say lose all of your weight. You lose your weight on the website. That's where everything is, on nobswomen.com. The coaches, if you need to ask a coach a question, they live on that website. This is for community. Corinne said it. So she did a public live today. She was explaining it. And I was like, oh my God, so amazing. This is your lunch break. Facebook is your lunch break, where you go hang out in the cafeteria with all your friends. Hey, what are you doing on Friday? I don't know. What you doing on Friday? Y'all want to hang out? What you got going on? Did you hear so-and-so? Oh my God, what'd you think about this class? Or what'd you think about that class? That's where, and then when you're done with your lunch, you go back to class, which is nobswomen.com. If you want to say, like, oh my God, I'm really struggling with finding enough. I'm having a really hard time. What are some of your cues that you've had enough? That is a great question for Facebook, because tons of people will respond and give you a bunch of their cues. Great place to crowdsource, great place to meet people, great place to find community, not a great place to get coach help, not a great place to take a course because they're not there, not a great place to figure out how to lose all of your weight. That happens on nobswomen.com. But I do love it. I do love the Facebook. We also will set you up with an accountability partner or a group. We place you as many times as you need until you have your No BS bestie. So, and I always say this on every call. If I go to buy a pair of shoes over at the Nordstrom rack, I go to my size. I know what size I wear. So I go over there and I try on a pair of shoes and it just pinches my toes a little bit. They're good shoes and they're pretty. And maybe they would stretch out. I don't really know, but I really don't want to buy them or get them if I'm not really sure that they're going to be comfortable shoes for me. I don't just leave Nordstrom Rack, be like, well, fuck, they ain't got no shoes for me. I guess I'm just shit out of luck. No, I try on a different pair of shoes and we will help you find a pair of shoes that fit. We have an accountability goddess. Her name is Heidi. She is amazing, 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 amazing. And just email into support@pmptribe.com. If your group does not fit, and we will get you another one, we will get you a group within 7 days. Every month, we will be doing monthly weight loss challenges. So what we're wanting to do is, our goal this year as a team, No BS team, every woman inside of No BS gets into maintenance. Period. That's our goal. Everyone loses all their weight this year. So Corinne asked us, like, what is getting in the way of some of our members' weight loss? And a lot of you are amazing students, but not great implementers. So what we've done is we've created a weight loss challenge every single month. So you take what you're learning, you apply it, and you lose weight. So this month, it was a 2-pound takedown challenge. So you could lose 2 pounds a month, 2 pounds a week, or 2 your way. All the information, there's a special tab on the website, on the menu, monthly weight loss challenge. We give away prizes every month. As long as you're doing shit, I don't care if you meet your goal, makes no difference to me. But as long as you're getting into action, you can apply to win a prize. We will have all the information in the newsletter as well as on the website. This month, like I said, we did 2-pound takedown challenge. And for all of you who think that doable hunger is a mystery, February is your month. Doable hunger challenge. We're going to be spending 2 weeks on am I hungry and 2 weeks on have I had enough. So that's one of my favorites. If you ask anybody who's been around the membership for a long time, their favorite is doable hunger challenges. It lights everybody on fire. Everybody lose weight. It's so much fun. So I want you to look here at these 6 steps. These are the 6 steps, and they're here for a reason, y'all. They are here for a reason. For anybody who says, I don't know where to start, start here. It's exactly where you start. Step one, new member quick start. Make sure that you watch the new member quick start. There's also a 3-minute video at the end that's a website tour. So you can just really see where everything is located. Step two, remember, we're all about getting into action. You're going to go ahead and print or download your planner. Even before you start listening to the No BS Weight Loss course, this literally takes 5 minutes. Because as soon as you get into that weight loss course, you're going to learn about the 4 basics. We're going to be talking to you about planning. You want to be able to go ahead and implement what you're learning in those first few lessons inside of the No BS Weight Loss course. And then if you are a podcast listener and you want to listen to Corinne on the go, download your podcast. If you are a basic bitch, you stop until you finish the No BS Weight Loss course. If you are a moderation mama or a deep dive diva, keep going to step 5. You might want to join an accountability group, join the Facebook group. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Do not be surprised when you get over into the Facebook group if you jump some steps and you don't really like understand the lingo about the 4 N's. You'll learn about them in Module 2, the phases of change. You'll learn about those in Module 2. So go on over there and get your, you know, your happy on and make your friends and all that kind of stuff. But just know the No BS Weight Loss course is what you need to work on in order to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve inside of No BS. All the other stuff is awesome, but I want to make sure that you are, you know, you got to listen to that weight loss course, whether you listen to it on the website or you listen to it on the private member podcast. So I'm just going to show you because the menu's up right quick. New member quick start. So it's number 1, number 2, right? Number 3. We list out those first 6 steps for you. The next, right up under that, newsletter, training calendar, and call replay. So that's the newsletter that we release every single Sunday, the training calendar where all of our calls are listed, and the replays page. That's for the video replays. Monthly weight loss challenge, that every month that page will be updated with the newest challenge. We'll also have archives so you can see past challenges. Ask coaches and private coaching. We do have a private coaching option inside of No BS. It is extra. There are only 2 things that you would ever pay extra for in No BS. One is private coaching and the other is events. Everything else, ask coaches, the Facebook group, the private member podcast, the video replays, all of the pathways courses, the No BS weight loss course, all of that is included in your membership. So go over to the website and check it out. At the bottom of every page, you will see a blue question mark. This one's a little bit dark on my screen, but at the bottom of every page, you will see a blue question mark. That is how you get to support. This is account support, tech support, podcast support, website support, credit card support, any kind of tech or account issues that you have. You take that over to, you can click on the blue question mark at the bottom of any single page on our membership site, nobswomen.com. You can also email support@pnptribe.com. If you notice that your podcast player or something, your podcasts haven't been updating, your live training replays, email support@pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark. So three different ways to get help inside of No BS. The coaches live on the website and ask coaches. Ask us any coaching questions at all. Crowdsourcing, making friends, your lunch hour, Facebook, tech support, account support, website support, podcast support, all of that sort of stuff goes to support@pnptribe.com. Use your guide. Are you a deep dive diva, moderation mama, or a basic bitch? I am a moderation mama because if I'm ever drying my hair, I have an AirPod in my ear. I'm listening to Korean. Which one are you? Which one are you? Ain't no wrong answer, y'all. How will I know if this is the best fit for me? You just try it. Just try it. That's it. You decided you're a basic bitch and you're like, I think I could go to some calls. Well, then move yourself over to Moderation Mama. If you jump in with both feet and you're like, whoa, that's a little too much. Maybe bring it in a little bit. That's fine too. If you are a Moderation Mama or a Deep Dive Diva, what no BS extras do you want to try out? Go ahead and decide. Like, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign up for an accountability group. I want to find my No BS bestie. What No BS extras are not a good fit for you right now? This is such a good question. If you know that Facebook takes you down a rabbit hole, Facebook may not be for you right now. If you know that you do better, if you're more of a visual learner and you want to look at transcripts and you really want to dive into the No BS Weight Loss course on the website, maybe the podcasts are not a good fit for you right now. If you're done with the No BS Weight Loss course, which pathway is the best fit for me going forward? This is an easy one. You head over to that pathways page, you take the quiz, and we'll tell you. That's how you know. You just wait. Obstacles and solutions. Okay. You want to be thinking ahead of time about what might get in your way. It's a baller way to plan. Your planner is going to ask you every day. So if you've decided to make a homemade dinner and you look at your calendar and your kids have got 45,000 activities tonight, tonight may not be a good night. You have a hard time making a plan, following your plan, if you've decided to make everything from scratch when you're not even going to be home. So always look at that. Obstacles are a necessary part of weight loss. For so long, we've just been reacting to them with food and then quit. But now you're going to quit giving up on yourself. You're going to stop eating your face off and feeling sorry for yourself that life gets in the way. Life is life. It's not getting in the way of anything, and it's never going to like not be throwing you curveballs or whatever. Your life isn't a problem. If you cannot lose your weight while you live your life, then you're just doing another sad ass diet that does not prepare you how to eat and live the life that you want. I always say this about No BS. So often you join Weight Watchers or you do keto or you do whatever it is, whatever the newest flavor of the day is. And you've got kids and a job and aging parents and whatever it is. You got a new puppy, whatever it is. And you join this new diet thing and you've got to like fold and mold and compact your life to fit into that plan. Because they say you've got to do it this way. They say, don't you love they? They say, I have to do this in order to lose weight. So you completely change the life that you have to fit it into their little diet box. We don't do that in No BS. You take all the tools that we give you. You look at your life And then you decide how we are going to fit into your life that you currently have. No more bending over backwards, breaking our backs, trying to figure out how we're going to fit into what they say. You say now, you drive the boat, you decide what tools you're going to use, what tools you're going to wait on using, what's not for you right now, based on how your life is right now. Common obstacles. I eat out on the weekends a lot. I'm a damn social butterfly. Plan ahead on the way to the restaurant. Ain't nobody, unless you're having a surprise party, which is so rare, ain't nobody overweight because they had a surprise party every 10 years. You know where you're going when you get in the car. On the way, use internet, use Google, look up your thing, plan at least that. Even if in the morning you're like out to dinner, ask your friends, do you know where we're going? You've got a brain and you've got your belly. That's all you really need. Make common sense decisions ahead of time. And I always say this about going out to eat or going out with friends and not really knowing in the morning when you plan. We spend so much time. Well, I don't know where I'm going. I guess I ain't planning. I mean, I don't know. What do you know? You can get an appetizer and a dessert, one or the other. You're going to have drinks or you're not going to have drinks. You're going to take bites off somebody else's plate or not. Are you going to make a decision right now? Doesn't matter where I'm going. I'll have one good food at dinner and the rest will be better and best. Go ahead and make decisions on what you know a ton. I mean, y'all, we all go to restaurants. They all have basically, they have alcohol, appetizers, food, and dessert. We can go ahead and decide what we do know ahead of time. I eat my face off between work and dinner. Plan a snack. If you're really hungry, plan a snack that you're going to like and enjoy eating. Stop starving yourself. So for me, whenever I used to work before I joined the No BS team, I worked in a nursing home. We had to eat when the patients ate between 11:30 and 12. Then I had patients all afternoon, except on Tuesdays when it was bingo. And then we always got a break because nobody wanted to do therapy during bingo. But the rest of the week, I didn't stop until 5 o'clock. So from 11:30 to 5, I was nonstop. I was go, 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 go. Couldn't stop. So I really was legit hungry when I got off work at 5. So what did I do? I kept like a little pack of nuts in my car and I would eat them on the way home because I knew I needed about an hour and a half until it was dinner time. That's exactly how I did it. I did not eat all the way to enough. I just knocked the edge off of my hunger so I would know I would be hungry later. Take a fucking break. A lot of times you're just damn tired. You ain't got to eat every time. You take a break. Just sit down and give yourself permission to take a break. I eat my face off between dinner and bedtime. Plan a snack again. We are not in the, like, we. If you eat after 6, you're never going to lose weight. That's not how this works. If you are hungry, if you ate dinner at 5 and it's like, or 4:30 to early dinner and it's like 8:30 and you're really starving, have a snack. Or a lot of times what's happening is we're actually tired and we're trying to get that little boost of energy to keep us going. Go to bed. Give yourself permission to go to bed. Then ask yourself what you're not going to get to feel if you don't eat. So maybe, like, I don't like the way this question is. I say that every time. I always ask myself, what will I get to feel if I don't eat? I'll get to feel proud. I'll get to feel accomplished. A lot of times, I think what this question is really asking is, what am I avoiding? I'm avoiding feeling bored. If I don't eat, I'm going to have to sit here and be bored. And I have to think about how, you know, for me, how I'm an empty nester and my husband works all the time and food is going to help me. Start giving yourself some of your own compassion, your own comfort when you're wanting to eat at night. I like spontaneity. That is such bullshit. Do you want spontaneity in your food or in your life? Do you want freedom to wear what you want and surprise yourself with how long you're going to live? You get to plan foods you love. You are not suffering. You can put anything on your plan. And we always have, you can do an equal swap too. If you plan a salad with chicken at home and your friends call you and ask you to go to a burger place, get a salad with chicken on it. Be spontaneous in that way while you still follow your plan. I start off strong and fizzle out fast. Ride the wave of enthusiasm. That's what I was talking about with like basic bitch, moderation mama, deep dive diva. Like a lot of times you are excited at first. Ride the wave. Get as much under your belt as you can. And then when motivation starts to wear off, which is normal, have a baseline. Like I'm at least going to do the four basics. I may not be going to calls like I did all the time before when I first started and I was all excited, but I know all I really need to do to lose my weight is to do the four basics. You can use your guide again. You can just think through them now, fill them out later, whatever you want to do. What are your common obstacles when you lose weight? Because I'm going to tell you, if it came up when you did Richard Simmons, that you do so good for a while and you just quit, or you judge yourself every time you make a mistake, use your past diets as your teacher, not your fortune teller. The same bullshit that got you to quit in the past is going to come up. But now we're going to decide ahead of time what we're going to think for each one of them now. What resources does No BS have to help me when these obstacles arise? Ask coaches. Always. Answer is always ask coaches. Is there anyone in my in-person life I can get support and encouragement from if I ask? That's the most important part of this question. So often, we don't even ask people in our lives to help us out. We don't even ask. Like, a lot of people are like, nobody wants to help me. Have you ever asked them? And if you genuinely don't have anybody in your in-person life, get you an accountability partner. Oh, that's it. Yay. And let's see how much time. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. Now I've lost myself. Where am I? Oh, here I am. There I am. Hello. All right. So any questions? I'll pull up the Q&A. I'm excited and pumped too, Becky. You know what? Ask coaches. And I'm going to give my, Judith, I'm going to get you in a minute. If you are here for the life coaching call, you can just stay. That's totally fine. Coach Judith, I'm going to pull her up in just a minute to do life coaching. We'll just roll from one call to the other. So we were talking this week about like really what makes No BS different from anywhere else you've ever been. And it's the reason that I was going to, I know I work here now, but y'all would have had to drag me out of here even if I didn't work for No BS. But it's the people in here. It's the support that you get. It's the coach support. It is the team of people who wake up every day who have your weight loss on their mind. I think about y'all all day long. Corinne always asks us, when we're going to implement something or make a decision or do something, is this going to help them lose weight? And if the answer is no, it's a no from us. If it is not going to impact your weight loss, we just don't do it. That's how we measure everything inside of No BS that we do. And I can promise you, there is nobody else out there doing it. Nobody. And I know a lot of you are so used to not reaching out for help. You have got women who love you. We love you. Once you join No BS, you are in a sisterhood of women who lift each other up, who support each other. You are our family now. And family helps family. All you have to do is ask. You have got a team of coaches ready to help you. So just please know that our goal is that you lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. That's really our job. I mean, you have coach in front of your name, or community team member, or customer service person. It doesn't matter. We have one goal. That's it. You personally lose all of your weight. So I'm going to bring up Coach Judith, and we'll swap over to the next call. So if you want to stay for the life coaching call, you are more than welcome to stay. If you are just joining us for the life coaching call, Coach Judith is coming. And so we're going to...
Hey.
Look how pretty. You know, she's my friend, y'all.
MJ.
Coach Judith is my accountability partner.
Right.
We're going on a trip in May.
I can't wait.
Our accountability group, me and Coach Judith and Jen Saya, are in an accountability group, and we are going to Montana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And MJ and I met through NoBS.
We did. We met at an event.
Mm-hmm.
Been together ever since.
Yeah. It was DSB of 20, was it 2018?
I met you in the 2-day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's right. Yeah. I hate to change the subject. Can you hear my wiener dog barking?
No.
Okay. She's afraid of the dark. She has lights. I promise. She's old, y'all. And if you hear her barking.
But Taylor says, are we going to the Yellowstone Ranch? You know what? We don't know where we're going. We're waiting on Jen Saya to tell us where we're going and where we're going to fly into. And that's what we're going to do. She's planning the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am going to... I'm so excited. We practiced this ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm going to stop.
I'm going to make Judith the host of this call. Then you're going to stop recording.
You want me to go ahead and do it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to hit stop.